6:55, wake up, Kenosha. Tuesday, not Tuesday, without this young lady. In fact, she is museum lady, Peggy Gregorski. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just looking at a photo on Facebook of the novelty socks available at the Kenosha Public Museum. How's those things awesome. Moving?
They are great. We have plenty in supply, but they are moving swiftly.
I would get the Einstein ones. I really, those I think are quite clever. So check that out. Novelty socks. But there's more to get to, and that's what we love to call museum fun. So what's out there for us, Peggy, as we creep closer to Christmas?
Speaking of creeping, it leads to waddling, which leads to penguins.
Penguins. And that leads us to Museum Munchkins, I'm assuming, for Wednesday.
Exactly. Museum Munchkins tomorrow morning at 9:30 on Facebook. And it's all about penguins. Who doesn't love penguins? A penguin.
Well,
all penguins.
Everybody loves penguins. You know, whether they're waddling or not, we love them.
Be sure to tune in then. Facebook tomorrow morning at 9:30. Preschoolers with their favorite adults. Also this week on Thursday, it's I've Heard of Her. This is a great program that we have that features women in history, science, math, all kinds of important places, and they're the stories you might not have heard or only heard a little bit of. So this Thursday at December 17th at noon, again on Facebook, we are going to learn about Ada Lovelace, who is not from Wild Wild West movie.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No. Someone different.
Exactly. Ada Lovelace was the daughter of the poet Lord Byron. She, in her short life, she became well-known as a mathematician, a countess, and she may have helped write the first computer code.
Wow. See, this is why you have these programs, so we can learn about these people.
Exactly. I'm anxious to tune into that one. These are also available on our YouTube channel, so if you want to binge watch important women in history, interesting women in history, check it out.
Nice.
Friday, it's Spark Friday. Spark is our program for folks with the early memory loss or early signs of dementia and their caregivers. And because of our COVID precautions, we're doing those on Zoom right now. And it's actually worked out just great. So people call in advance and we are able to send them the link to the Zoom meeting. And we carry on with our great conversations. As you might suspect, this month's topic is holiday traditions. Everyone loves to talk about that.
Well, sure. Absolutely. And everybody has them, so.
Exactly. Some traditions are better than others, but hey, we have them nonetheless.
That's right.
Just a reminder, as you said earlier, the museum gift shops are a great place to do your holiday shopping. We have everything from socks to books to, Kenosha items, Kenosha-themed items. There's all kinds of great things. Science-related, art-related, history-related, great books at the Civil War Museum. Sure to find something for everyone. But in particular this year, don't forget, we have kids' activity boxes, which will be great for the holiday season when school is done and you need some fun things to do. There's dinosaur activity boxes, art activity boxes, science-themed boxes, as well as our very own wizardry box.
Harry Potter-esque. See, so you're sneaking in the education again, aren't you?
There we go. Don't look now, but you know what else makes a great holiday gift?
I don't know. Tell me quickly.
A museum membership.
Museum membership works. So how do I get one? How do I find out more? Give me those details, Peggy.
Give us a jingle at 262-653-4140 or go to the website, www.kenoshapublicmuseum.org, and love us on Facebook.
And tomorrow, learn about penguins with Museum Munchkins and all their favorite adults. God, she's got her waddle on. She's museum lady. Peggy Gregorski, thanks, Peggy. Have a great week.
Take care, guys.